I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Welcome to Two Black Guys with Good Credit, the show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Boy, how them gas prices, Sean, with your Tesla? I guess you're not worried about gas prices these days?
Never was. No, I'm not. I just charge up when I get to my home, Matt, pull up in my driveway and plug in, and I'm good for the week.
Karen, how about you? You feeling, what, you got any issues at the gas pump these days, or your boyfriend's picking you up in there
in his Benz? Yeah, well, as a non-driver, this doesn't affect me. However, I feel that rising gas prices affects everybody all the time about everything and that we all feel it whether we drive or not. So sure, I'm gonna lump myself in with the rest of the world and say, yeah, it's been a pinch.
I just want to say this is how much we love our listeners, because we have two non-drivers and electric car drivers. So this has no bearing on our lives, but we decided to do it for you.
Well, actually, it has an indirect, like, you know, the gas prices affect.
Cost price, yeah, prices going up.
Cost of living is crazy. The rent is too damn high.
We're doing it for the people, though.
We're indirect. So people, again, today's topic, let me just get to it. It's how to save money at the gas pump. Today, U.S. households are spending on average $5,000 a year on gas compared to $2,800 last year. That is crazy, people. That is nearly double what you paid in 1 year. That is some crazy inflation. This is a typical supply and demand issue. U.S. consumers are driving a lot, which is increasing the demand for gas, which is in shorter supply. Therefore, ipso facto, keeping prices high.
Bing, bang, boom.
Big bang boom. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Big bang boom.
Episode over.
Right, well, before we end the episode, why don't we give people our top 10 ways, since these gas prices are so high, how, pray tell, do we save money at the gas pump?
From the two non-gas drivers and electric car driver. Okay.
All right. Well, why don't you start?
All right. My top 10 from the electric car driver is, don't wait until your gas is empty to fill up the gas. That actually hurts what you would have. I don't have one, a fuel pump, which in the long run increases your consumption of gas. Very simple.
Why? Why, Sean?
Yeah. Tell us the physics of it.
Why I don't have a fuel pump gas? Because no, I drive an electric car.
No.
That's your answer. Go to number 9. Sorry, number 9. Yeah. I gave you the answer.
Okay, so for some unknown mechanism of science, when your meter is on zero, that actually hurts your car, and you should have some fuel in your car at all times. Okay, number 9. Now, this is from someone who does not know about cars and also currently doesn't drive. However, try to obtain a credit card that offers cashback rewards at the pump. They exist. They're everywhere. You can just Google them. Cashback rewards are as high as 5% every time you pump gas. It's a lot. That's a 25-cent savings for every 5 gallons of gas. And I assume you go through gas quite quickly if you're driving often. And, you know, that's going to add up.
Makes sense. Well, from another non current non-driver. I was a former driver. I've driven at one point.
Oh, okay, man. You're boring your dad's car in 1962.
I can drive. It's right, like riding a bicycle. You forget sometimes, crash, and learn again.
You can tell his male ego is hurt that he doesn't drive, but it's okay. It's okay. We know you used to board daddy's car. Let's go to number 8.
22. anyway, well, tip number 8, people. Join a club shopping company. That's right. Club card companies like Costco or Sam's Club usually sell gas cheaper than at regular gas stations. Also, these companies have Visa and MasterCards that give cash back that you can use at any gas station. So we're piggybacking on tip number 9, get your cash back card. So yeah, get with the Sam's Club, get with the Costco, and save some money.
I'm going in my lucky number 7. This is a funny one to me, and people do it all the time. Do not drive around looking for the cheapest gas when it's gas is $5 a gallon. You may spend more time driving around, therefore, null any savings of gas that you may have thought you had.
So I driving 50 miles across town because it's cheaper is not good?
Not worth it, Matt. I know before in my pre-electric car days, I had this app. It's still on my phone. Actually, when I did this show, I had to finally delete it because I don't need this. I'm never going to need it for the rest of my life. But there's an app for you gas users called Gas Buddy that shows the gas prices in your area. Like, download it so you know. And this reminds me of a story of like a boss that I used to have. We're at dinner one time, me and his wife and a few of us after work, and he's bragging about when he goes to hotels, he kind of takes the extra tea bags with him and stuff like that to travel on his next trip. And she was like, well, then hotel that you're going to be staying at, don't they have tea bags as well? I don't know. I thought it was funny. I thought it was related.
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a riveting story.
I thought it was interesting. I know our listeners get it. You may not get it. So,
for the listeners. Okay,
take my favorite 2 letters in the alphabet, Karen. My favorite 2 letters in the alphabet. Take them and put them where you want. The F and the U. Okay. My favorite two letters in the alphabet.
All right. Karen, so while hold on,
Karen. I think on that note, we need a timeout. We got to take. I think on now that you just killed the mood. So we're gonna have to take a quick commercial break and pay some bills, and hopefully we can regroup. And we'll be right back with more 2 Black Guys with Good Credit. So keep it locked.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to 2 Black Guys with Good Credit, show for the financially curious and the financially knowledgeable. Today, it's all about how to save money at the gas pump. from three people who know a lot about it, I save lots of money. I don't go to the gas pump. Aaron, I think that applies to you as well.
I mean, the last time I drove was probably 2019. My parents' car. So I am an expert.
Tesla over here. You know, so we know a whole lot about saving money at the gas pump. But Karen, why don't you pick us up from where we left off before the commercial break, before I think Sean told a horrible joke. But anyway, go ahead, Karen. Take it
from Sean me. Told the most pointless story that's ever been told on this podcast. But anyway, something about tea. You guys don't even need to. We don't need a recap. Number six. Number six. What day you fill up for gas makes a difference. Now, I know if you need gas. So, you know, this might not always apply. But turns out the most expensive days to fill up gas are in the middle of the week and Saturday. Who knew? Friday and Sunday are the best days to get gas. I don't know why that is, but apparently it's so.
So that's when most days people pass gas. That was funny, the other one. Come on. Did you not
Sean,
like that?
Sean, you're 0 for 2.
Come on, Karen. Don't use that in your stand-up, okay?
Oh, don't worry.
Karen's going to steal your jokes.
Oh, absolutely. I hold back on this show because I'm so fearful that Karen's going to steal my jokes. Oh, I hold back on these jokes.
You know, once in a while, Sean will text me, I have some great material for you. And
you never reply.
You
never reply. Oh, my God. So you do get the messages. I'm like, this is a great joke for Karen to say. I'm going to give you my favorite two letters again. F you. Because I'm like, I thought that she, you know, busy or something, but you never replied to
it. I'm not that busy, Sean.
Oh my God. I have some classic jokes. I even keep notes on them in my phone. So when next time I talk to Karen, let me tell her these jokes that she can use.
Oh my God. You know what? It actually sharpens my stand up to hear your jokes because I go, oh my God, my set is so much funnier than this.
Oh my God. That is so wrong.
I appreciate it. I like the effort.
Sean,
he's trying to be a friend, Matt. This is what I get.
You try to be too many things. You try to be an electric car driver and a comedian. You have to pick one.
All right. Well, on that note, before we go further off the rails, let's get back to this countdown of how to save money at the pump. It's a top 10 list, and we are at number 5. Tip number 5 is premium or higher octane gas doesn't increase fuel economy. Studies have shown paying for higher priced gas does not improve your fuel consumption. All that paying for high priced gas does is cost you more money.
So what is the point? Okay, can someone explain this to me? Why do they even have the option?
Is it just for
suckers who love their cars too much?
There are some high performing cars, performance cars that you have, cars that you hear that are really rigged up. Those ones actually, it helps a little, but for the common car that most of us drive, it makes no difference.
Or don't drive. Yeah, fair enough.
Wait, Sean, you saying you drive a common car?
Ooh, is someone filling up with normal?
I drive an electric car.
But you still have to fill up from time to time. Well, okay, what if you don't have 7 hours to charge your car to completion?
Let me answer that question for you, young lady. When I did the renovations on my brownstone, I had a Tesla supercharger installed at my house, so I no longer have that problem. See, I identify a problem, I solve it, Karen.
Do you allow the neighborhood to charge up at your supercharger?
You know, one neighbor asked me that, and I'm like, I didn't even answer him. I did a Karen. I didn't even answer him. I just gave him that look like, are you? No. And I just walked back to my house. He stopped me in the middle of my charge and was like, hey, I love your Tesla. I have the Model M. First of all, I have the Model X. You have the M that, you know. And he was like, you know, hey, would you charge for charging? And I just looked at him and walked away.
You're so bougie.
Yeah, your bougie ass can't even communicate anymore.
Well, this shout out goes to all you rural drivers, all you non-city people, you country people. I would say there is an optimal speed you should be driving on the highway. You know, it doesn't apply to those stop and go people like us that live in the inner city, but those of y'all that do that cross country ride from Highway 87 down to Highway 33 and up to 45, you should look at your car and see where the optimal point is of fuel consumption, because most cars now are indicating like how much gas you're consuming depending on the speed that you're going. And also, you know, check your engine light. It's very important because not checking it sometimes can lead to you using more fuel than you should be using. So make sure your car is really tuned up and you're paying attention to these indicators on your dashboard.
I also want to point out that Sean is Canadian, doesn't know anything about American highways, as you could probably tell.
and country living.
Oh, that accent was just atrocious. But anyway, let's get back to point number three. Tip number three, get regular maintenance and oil changes to ensure your car is operating at peak performance. This is something, my parents are people who will buy a new car and then maintain it like at peak car for 15 years and then drive that thing until it can't be drove no more and then get a new car. They are like the ultimate squeezing all the car out of the car people, and they do that because they maintain the car. Everything, whatever needs to be maintained, they get on it and the car operates at peak efficiency. And yeah, they get really good gas mileage. My parents, they figured out the game.
Well, shouts out to your parents. I think we can all learn a lesson from that. Got to get all the squeeze all the juice out of, you know, your proverbial
car juice.
So tip number dose, that for the bilingual, that's number two, inflate your car tires at the correct PSI. If your tires are deflated, low tire pressure increases the friction between your tires and the road, causing your vehicle to work more and burn more gas, people. So if your tire pressure is low, it nullifies, I like that, nullifies all of the other things you're doing to save gas. And you don't want to nullify here, people.
No, nothing, we're not trying to nullify.
Come on, Matt. Nothing works well deflated.
Okay, I'll take your word.
It's not, we're ignoring the sexual overtones of what you just said, but you're right. Things are not as good deflated as they are properly inflated.
Thank you. We agree, Karen. We agree. You see, you got
that is good.
Old man Mike didn't get it back, but you got it. Nothing works good deflated. Come
no,
on.
No, he got it. He chose to ignore it out of a sense of discomfort.
It got a little weird.
Got weird. All right, Sean, take it home. Number one.
Well, this is the number one. Can I get a drum roll, people? Bum, ba-da-dum, gonna get a drum roll. And this is the really, truly the number one reason for high gas consumption is that you're not changing your air filter regularly. Dirty air sucks. As Herschel Walker once said, we give our clean air to China, and China gives us back our dirty air. So, you know, you need to change that dirty air regular because they actually can change fuel economy by 1 to 3 miles per gallon. It's like trying to drink coffee, Karen, through a straw.
Which I do all the time, by the way. You totally can drink coffee through a straw. It's called iced coffee. But I kind of get your point. You mean coffee through a swizzle stick.
A swizzle stick, yeah. Swizzle straw. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, Karen.
Yeah, like a stirry thing.
All right, people. Well, enough about drinking coffee through straws or stirry things. And I know we're talking about saving gas at the pump here. But we need to take a quick break because we need to pay some bills. So you guys stay tuned and we'll be back because we got something a little extra for you. So stay tuned for more Two Black Guys with Good Credit. We'll be right back. Black guys. Black guys. Welcome back to Two Black Guys with Good Credit. And we are back from that short commercial break. Hope you enjoyed that. But the show's not over, folks. We actually have, guess what, Karen?
Go on, Matt.
The Big B.
The Big B, not billion in this case, but bonus. We have a bonus tip. Now, actually, we only have not one tip. We have several. We have three, a trio, if you will, of bonus tips. I'll start it off. Tip number one, bonus tip number one, use cruise control, people. This can average you fuel savings of 7 to 14%. Do I need I say more? Use cruising.
I mean, it's, I know you can't always cruise if you're stop and go in the city, but if you can cruise, I guess cruise. Sounds good to me. And we have bonus tip number two. Having a heavy foot consumes a lot of gas. So does quick braking. So if you're hitting the gas really hard and braking really hard, you are consuming more fuel than if you're driving gently and safely. So driving carefully is the economical thing to do.
Karen, do you like a man who drives gently?
Okay. You want my opinion? I like a man who drives efficiently. I have been with people who drove a little crazy, and it made me afraid for my safety in my life. And I felt that that was weird to do that with a woman in the car. Maybe it's a masculine thing, maybe it's a guy thing, I really don't know. But I think a responsible adult, see, my tastes are changing, guys. A responsible adult takes care with his passengers, first of all, the most important one, me, and drives safely to get her to her destination alive.
Gentle drive making is important. So,
I'm going to ask a question just so you can answer.
Oh, God.
You don't have to. You can just give me your honest opinion.
Go ahead.
How do I drive, baby?
I think you drive fine. I'm usually, you know, preoccupied with other thoughts, but that means that your driving is good because I'm not worried about my life or my death.
I'm just saying I know that my driving skills are on par.
Skills are on point. So take us home with number three.
The last one, number three, the bonus of all bonus, guys, the best of all best. Let me spin around. Come on. I need a drum roll for this one.
Got a drum roll. Let's go.
This one is well thought out. I thought
you were trumpet.
It's a long setup.
A well needed to hear
long
tip.
Setup for
one
a
One of
short
the best run. Bonuses I've ever come up with that I think everybody should follow. And it's just two words. It's just two words. I don't need 10 words like you guys. It's just two words.
Two words, hurry up.
Spit it out.
That's three words, Karen. It's two words. Go electric.
Oh, here we go.
That's it.
All right.
Well, there you have it, people.
And I'm two black guys. I'm one black guy. I'm one black guy. Sometimes I feel like I'm two, but I'm one black guy. I'm Sean Linda, the better half of two black guys with good credit. As I say, your money is your money. Keep it in your damn pocket. And tbgwgc@gmail.com. I know I threw you guys off because I went first, but I just felt the moment. I felt the moment.
No worries. The moment moved you. I am a third of two black guys with good credit. And as I always say, it doesn't matter what you've done before. If you've driven like a complete asshole, that's totally fine. It matters what you do next. Take it easy. Take some of these tips into account. Save yourself a little money because why should you give it to big gas? It should be going to big you. And that's it for me. You can get in touch with me, Karen Margolis, KerenMargolis, on everything. And I'll see you guys next time.
And like I always say, nothing changes if nothing changes. And for this show, it definitely applies. If you want to change the amount of money you're spending at the pump, you know, listen to these tips. So for two black guys with good credit, I'm Matt Smith, and I'm out of here. We'll talk to you next week or talk to you soon, people. We're out.
Black guys.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.